105.9 WHCN. Classic Rock the Rocks. Keep hearing all these rumors about the Eric Clapton tour when it is official and when we have some concrete information to give you about the local dates. We certainly will. Look for it in the spring, though, sometime, if you would. Just about 7:30 here on HCN. It is Free Beer Friday, and we've got a lot going on, but I'd like, if I could, to turn once again to the Chicken Soup for the Beer Drinker's Soul readings. We have time for just one more reading from Chicken Soup for the Beer Drinker's Soul. There's a chicken soup for every other blasted thing, so I figured why not for the beer drinkers? So let's get to a reading, please. Without question, the greatest invention in the history of mankind is beer, says Dave Barry. Oh, I grant you that the wheel is a fine invention, but the wheel doesn't go nearly as well with a pizza. So there you go.
All right.
Leave it to those beers.
So that would be beer.
Beer, cooling and refreshing.
Beer.
Tell us once again the drink that makes you feel like new. The drink that's good for you.
Buck Chatlin and the HCN Rock and Road Report, 731. It's brought to you this time by Enfield Nissan. It's a November to remember. Enfield Nissan's used car superstore. Go check it out. Over 250 pre-owned certified cars in stock. Yo, man.
All righty.
105.9 WHCN. Classic Rock that Rocks. There's the Tube, 744. Hello, welcome. It's Eddie Davis. Teresa Berry is here. Buck Chatlin. And in just moments, we'll be hearing from the candidates, W and Al. Actually, it's just Cartman and Big Head from the HCN Tech Squad. We've put presidential Halloween masks on them, and we're doing our drive-by election. You'll see them on the streets of downtown Hartford, along with the HCN Walrus. So when you see them, please honk. And more on that in just a bit.
Yeah, checking HCN weather on this Free Beer Friday. It's going to be partly cloudy today, 50 degrees are high. A little breezy, too. Right now, we're at 45 in downtown Hartford.
Next Friday, Black Friday, we have the day after Thanksgiving HCN Luau. It's known as the Leftover Lou. You can join Bison this Friday, well, week from today, you know, at Starstruck. In addition to all the other things attached to this Luau, it is also the finals of our classic rock cover band battle, and I understand both nights of this competition, Wednesday and last night, were just fantastic shows by the bands included. So congratulations to the winners, and we'll see you out there at Starstruck next Friday, okay? I am really psyched about this new Amtrak bullet train.
Yep.
Even though it will it ever come through Hartford, or it won't go through Hartford?
I don't know about that. I know they're going to have a stop in New Haven and then eventually Bridgeport and Stamford, but I do not know about Hartford.
Teresa, you were saying something about the Hartford train station doesn't have the technology?
Well,
or
it's like an electrification sort of thing where they have to, like, literally build, I don't know, wires or whatever it is for the train to pass through. But they don't have it here. I know they have it in New London, or they're getting it together down at the New London station.
Yeah, they did, like, a celebrity ride, like a premier ride yesterday. The train is capable of going 150 miles an hour. The bullet train, these kind of trains are really popular in Europe, and Japan has them and whatnot. So this is, I think, like the first one of this kind. This will be the fastest train in the continental United States.
Exactly.
The normal speed of a train, I'm thinking, is like 70 miles an hour, 70, 75. Oh, yeah, here it is right here, 75 miles an hour. So it's capable of going twice that amount of speed.
Wow.
So you can make it from, say, Manhattan to the train station in Boston in 3 hours, which is 45 minutes better than they can presently get you there on Amtrak.
That's amazing.
So,
that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it sounds very cool. It begins for regular service on the 11th of December, the bullet train. There it goes now. And a little bullet train. I think that's very interesting.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time, I think, before they get the technology here in
Hartford.
What
would a ticket on that? Now, Amtrak seems to me is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, compared to just regular transit where they stop like every,
But it's a lot cheaper than flying, though. And that's the idea with this train, I guess.
Is it even still? I mean, what's a flight from Boston to New York?
Yeah,
$100?
Yeah, it can't be more than that.
You know?
Yeah.
I bet the train's like right up in that neighborhood, too.
I know it's going to be $67 one way on this high-speed train once it kicks off on the 11th. So, I don't know. Well, it is cheaper, I guess, than flying.